But this Bible, commissioned by the Roman Emperor, was lost to time. And with it, the precise list of books it contained.
There are possibilities. For example, we have two 4th century codices, books of the Bible, the entire Bible. One is called the Codex Vaticanus because it's in the Vatican. The other is the Codex Sinaiticus, which is in the British Library. It was found at Mount Sinai, St. Catherine's Monastery. And we can't be sure of the contents because there's missing pages.
If either of these ancient fragmentary documents are indeed copies of Constantine's Bible, it appears their contents differ from Eusebius's list. There are at least two disputed books included in Codex Sinaiticus: The Shepherd of Hermas, a popular book among early Christians, and the Epistle of Barnabas. Yet even after Constantine's beautifully rendered Bibles were sent to the churches in Constantinople, it would be another 40 years before a final list of 27 New Testament books would be officially canonized by the church.
What we have to understand is that nobody wrote the New Testament. The New Testament is an assembled library, small library of documents. They had to make a major discussion of, are we going to have the Hebrew scriptures in their Greek rendition in our Bible? Will the Bible start with Matthew? Will the Bible start with Matthew? Or will the Bible start with Genesis?
Many highly popular writings were excluded, some of which were even more popular than the books that were accepted.
What is straight thinking and proper thinking? And that discussion is not just theological, it's social, it's political, and the answer to those questions is determined by a vote. What are the right books to read, and what books should not pass before the eyes of the faithful? What books should be forbidden for their reading?